Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wondering what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was the chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 13-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
All righty, I like when they're screaming for more. What about you, Stu? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike Stu on a warm Sunday morning, late morning. We kind of got some fun stuff to talk about today.
Yeah.
But
you going to leave him wanting more?
Yeah. So we're going to stop now.
We had a great day yesterday hanging out with Danny Calametti and some folks with the Bras Across the Causeway. For a good cause, and met a lot of people. A lot of people who hear us on the radio came up and talked. Are you sip or you chew? They always ask that.
Are we in trouble?
No.
Oh,
no, okay. We're in good standing.
Which one's pink?
But we had a good time, and we've trying to sign some people up for the which I am now official member of the Parrot Head, Mobile Parrot Heads. And there was one.
Where's
I think,
your hat?
I have a shark hat. I have a shark fin.
I got you.
But
I wondered what the official headwear that was.
But we've signed up people. It just didn't make sense that Mobile being the home of Jimmy Buffett, we didn't have a parrot head club. It had one, but it kind of dissipated. And Danny Calametti, bless his heart, he picked it up. He picked up the beach ball and ran with it. And oh my God, yesterday there was in celebration of.
He picked up the bong and ran with it.
I don't know if Jimmy did that.
And the coral reef.
You'll have it. Yeah, it could be. But anyway, Dan's got that started, and I'm a proud member of it, and we're going to have a lot of members of it. And had a great.
Looked good.
Huh?
That strawberry cheesecake.
Didn't that look good? Strawberry cheesecake in paradise.
Oof.
And do you know, not only him, but another person before him, as soon as they turned around to start eating it, that cheesecake fell off.
Oh.
Onto the ground.
I hate when
And we saw just about a few steps away, there was another one there on the ground. They lost their cheesecake. But anyway, still.
Cheesecake down. Cheesecake down.
So The gentleman in order, that's a friend of mine's husband, and he was heartbroken, but especially his wife, because she was standing there licking her chops, waiting to get it, a bite of it.
And Mike was like, man, I was going to get two slices of that, put a burger in between.
There you go. I'd do that.
Yeah.
But there was a huge crowd yesterday, I tell you, at the Jimmy Buffett Son of a Sailor celebration.
Well, they timed it well. As there was no Alabama game.
That's why they planned it that
way.
Yeah. Yesterday was a good time to get married if you were going to get married.
No, and it wasn't.
Whatever.
Not in the fall.
Not for you. No, yeah. I'm my favorite time to get married is never.
Yeah, you go.
Been there, done that. But anyway.
No, you've failed at least twice to not get married, never.
Almost a third time. Anyway.
But that was a crazy thing that happened in Mexico City, and you don't even remember the guy's name now.
God. You're helping me a whole lot here, Stu. You've been a lot of help.
2319.
But it was a huge crowd there, and we all had fun, and we all danced to Jimmy Buffett songs that we all know the words to. And I was amazed, and this is going to lead it because we're going to talk about the second part of the show. I just had been craving hamburgers,
mm-hmm.
and I had one the other day somewhere, and I'll tell you about it when we come back from our break.
Place I've been hearing a lot about.
Yes, it's gotten very popular. But everybody knows about Butch Cassidy. They got great hamburgers. But I had to make a trek across the bay. But everything was cheeseburgers in paradise yesterday. And we were all in paradise. We just had a good time. It was really a fun time. Yeah. So what'd you do?
Worked. And
I did too.
Kept up with various scores. The interesting day in football yesterday. Auburn came up short, and I would say through no fault of their own, but you give up 10 sacks, you got some fault.
They had a few mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. But a great game, great game. Both of those are two of the 15 best teams in college football.
Yeah, I really enjoyed, the game yesterday, but the penalties.
Yeah. The penalties were ridiculous. Especially since Oklahoma didn't get nearly as many called on them, and they were doing a lot more than we were.
I was going to say, there was a couple of penalties,
And that's the thing, because Oklahoma did what good teams do. You were given an opportunity, and you cashed in on it.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between winning and moral victories. But it's so sad when those players from both teams and both coaches' staffs work all summer and all year to get out there and – all anyone can talk about now is how incompetent SEC officials are. And it is a firestorm right now.
Yeah.
Because that was the premier game in college football.
Yeah.
All eyes were on it, and they're all networks have condemned.
Well, they gave them the same thing that they took away from Auburn, the first touchdown. And that's the big debate.
Yeah, and the SEC already came out and admitted they completely screwed up one call, and they said it should have been a penalty. Mm-hmm. We don't know why the officials didn't call it.
Yeah.
Well, and yes, you did, Greg. You told them not to. But so that's all we're going to say
you
about it.
You can see the money fingers moving right now.
But downtown, I saw drink sales go up.
There is the plus side.
There's drink sales went through the roof downtown.
And I'm sure Metro was full. So.
Anyway.
But other than that, it's a pretty good day of football. Okay. And hey, as an Auburn fan, I'm just happy to see us compete.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
y'all play good.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, if we'd have won 17-16, y'all would have loved it because then we'd be taunting somebody else with that score.
Yeah. But anyway, didn't happen. Sorry, buddy.
Yep.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Well, went to the number 11 team in the country on the road and took them down at the very last play.
Well, we don't even want to get started on my Gators.
So sorry about them, man.
This hype on Lagway, I just don't buy it. I didn't buy it from last year, and I'm not buying it now. And I just don't understand why the continuation, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense.
Who knows? Maybe with a good coach, he's good.
Napier's good, but he's soft. To me, he's not, my son and I were talking about it on Friday, and I said, there's a difference between the coach who's got a heart and then the game, there's a way to drive and do it with compassion but not be cruel. And, Saban had that. I'm trying to think of Urban had that, and that was part of the drive and the success. Yeah. And Napier doesn't have that.
And then, of course, Mike's sitting there, the generation, when I was a kid, we used to beat players with a crowbar every time they messed up, and nobody said anything about it.
Well, that was my coach.
And withheld their water.
Yeah. I love the old guys that go, we didn't have water breaks when I played. Right, and 1,000 football players a year died. In high school. That's why they had those rules.
It wasn't as hot back then.
We just took salt pills all the time. When we started feeling nauseated, sick, they give us salt pills and no water.
It's puke on the sidelines.
We had the electrolyte punches when I played, which tasted like grape juice with salt in it.
Believe it or not, Davidson High School was one of the first high schools in the nation. We were a test school for a little product out of University of Florida called Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
We were a test school.
Yep.
And they measured us all the time about our...
You were test rats.
Yeah, we were test rats. And it was just in a white package.
You were destined to be in the pharmaceutical
industry. It was in a white package with no instructions and no print, and in a box with no instructions. They said, hey, we want y'all to try this.
Well, my dad was in the Air Force. They were given the first ever influenza vaccination. He said, and it worked. Everybody on the base got the flu.
We had something called Tang.
251-343-0106. When we come back, we're going to talk about some
cheeseburgers.
Birthdays and cheeseburgers and
whatnot.
Stuff. Yeah, whatnot. Yeah, whatnot stuff.
I want to know how to tie one of those.
From way out in the west, I get so tired of working all day.
Hello again, friends. I'm Randy Bergen, inviting you to join me, Coach Rick Cleveland, and Coach Mark Lassiter for the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. We'll be coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios for 2 hours beginning at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning. We'll visit with coaches, athletes, administrators, and more as we'll keep you up to date on all things prep along the Gulf Coast and the state of Alabama. Wake up with the Prep Sports Report team this Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5.
For more than a decade, they are the dynamic duo of dining. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Mike said I can't talk this segment, so here's Mike.
Now, I'm building. This is a segue into what I'm going to ask Stu, because he's going to be talking about the rest of this segment, I'm sure.
I ain't talking about nothing.
Anyway, birthdays real quick. Craig Roston. Ralston, Moe's Barbecue downtown. So if you see Craig, you're in there eating some barbecue, and Craig happens to be there, tell him happy birthday. And little Kimberly Richardson, remember,
yeah,
Kimberly?
I was going to mention
today
that.
It's her birthday, and her sister, she's got a twin sister, she's got the same birthday as her.
What are the chances?
Wow, that's amazing. What are the chances? I call her a health guru. She helped me 2 years because she helped me lose 78 pounds, and I've put almost all back on. I'm sorry.
In but one anyway, day.
Yeah, no, two days. And, of course, the other
one
day.
One pub crawl with Roy.
I think it was yesterday, Dalton Orwig.
Yeah.
Birthday was yesterday.
34.
Lord have mercy. He don't look a day over.
Whatever. 34.
Okay. Happy birthday, Dalton and Kimberly and Craig. National days. Pecan cookie day. Woo. I'm not a craig. I like pecan pie, but not pecan cookies. I don't think so. Okay. All right. Also, it's National Shea Day.
As in shea butter?
Well, the picture I've seen of it looks like cinnamon, rolled up cinnamon. Are you familiar with it?
Shea or shea?
Shea.
Okay.
Spell it.
It's C-H-A-I. It's pronounced shea.
Chai? Never heard that.
Chai?
No, it's shea. I went to the translator.
Yeah. Because... what most people eat as cinnamon here in the U.S. is not cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I believe, cassis or cassia. And it may be that cassis comes from the cassia tree or vice versa.
You see it?
I wonder if it's another thing related to those two.
C-H-A-I.
C-H-A-I?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the chai tea.
Yeah, that's chai. Dude, yeah. That's the Thai word for tea. It's just tea.
Okay. Well, the translator says American is supposed to be pronounced, but in the English language, shay.
Well, I've never heard anyone from from Thailand call it that. They call it chai.
That's why I said English language.
Is it a
chai.
Dessert?
No, it's tea.
Apparently, tea.
But what we refer to as chai tea here in the States is a black tea with... a number of spices in it, cinnamon, cardamom, coriander, seeds, ginger a lot of times. Delicious. I drink it daily.
Yeah.
And my favorite way is iced with milk, and it's called then a chai latte.
Right. That's how I get one of those once a weekend.
Yeah.
But now, did it have a picture, I guess is what I'm trying to ask you?
Yeah,
if
it looked like rolled up cinnamon.
Yeah, it's probably a cinnamon stick down in it.
Yeah.
So that's chai. I'm very familiar with it. Drink it all the time. Like I say, I believe that's just the Thai word for what we call
maybe
tea.
A chai cinnamon roll. Maybe. Huh?
Oh, well, it just tastes like that.
Okay. Anyway,
I made a kulfi is the Indian version of ice cream. It's K-U-L-F-I, and it's made with heavy cream, and you don't need an ice cream machine to make it. but you can steep things in the heavy cream to flavor it. And when I saw it done was Artie Sequeira on Food Network, who introduced the world to Indian flavors and made America start opening up to it. She used Earl Grey tea.
Hmm.
And I had chai. So I put chai in the kulfi. Tasted like eggnog.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're wondering, the spices are very... There's nutmeg in eggnog. There is not nutmeg in chai, but all of the other spices kind of go hand in hand. In fact,
cardamom. Yeah.
I have always told people when I make pumpkin pie, I don't use pumpkin pie spice. I use curry powder.
Really?
Because it's pretty much the same thing.
Hmm.
There's, you know, there's a few things in the pumpkin spice, but it makes my pumpkin pie just a little bit different. Mm. Everything is familiar, but at the same time, something's
more sharp.
And it's pretty much, there's no nutmeg in it.
More it's almost time for that, too.
Yeah. You know.
Wow.
Hey, the other day,
yeah,
I was over in Foley, and a place I've
been Mary Montgomery just beat 50-7 Friday night.
Ouch.
Not a good day for them.
No.
But
great for the Vikings.
I've been waiting for this place to open for lunch. They always open for dinner, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Maybe they were dodging.
And they finally started opening for lunch, and I kept threatening I was going to come when they did, and I did. I went the other day, and it's a place called Cheeseburger Randy's. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a fun place. Those two guys, Marcus and Alex, they entertain you the whole time you're there eating. They're fun, and they're like, I don't know what they're on, but they like don't sit down, and they're running all over the place, getting people their food, taking orders, greeting people, greeting every guest that comes in, saying goodbye to every guest that leaves. Just a fun, fun atmosphere. But I had the big burger. I forget the name of it, but it's a smash burger. It's a big smash burger, yeah. And they have French fries, and they got onion rings, and then you can get frings.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a mixture of onion rings and fries. And I got that, and they got a choice of sodas and stuff, and they got beer. But I ate the burger, and it had cream cheese in it.
On the bottom.
On the bottom. The cream cheese is a block of cheese, cream cheese on the bottom. Mm-hmm. But on top of it, I went ahead and said, okay, yeah, give them to me, because I heard the word candied.
Yeah.
I've got candied jalapenos.
Yeah. Candied cowboy pepper. Candy.
Yeah. And I just heard that for the first time when you said it on our ride over here. I told you, it's been with me since then. And I can't get rid of the pain in my chest that I have. But it was so good. It was so delicious. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go back. I may not have the cowboy candy, but it was just so good.
But the candied jalapenos is a delicious flavor.
Especially with the cream cheese,
you've got the dairy from the cream cheese, mm-hmm. and you've got the sugar that's helping to tame the heat. So it mm-hmm. probably wasn't that hot eating it, was it?
It was not.
Yeah,
no.
Because you've got natural things going on there that tame the heat, and it lets the jalapeno shine through for a fruit, which is what a jalapeno is.
Okay.
Chilies are in the berry family.
Okay.
And that's why I say, like, the habanero... If you can withstand the heat, you'll mm-hmm. never eat a plant that tastes better than a habanero. But there's a price to pay for that kind
of deliciousness. Well, I'm paying it right now. I'm paying it right now. So why is it sticking around so long?
Because you're old.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. But as we get older, we have the body has less ability to handle acidity.
Mm-hmm.
And especially Southern food is very acidic. Barbecue sauce, mustard, ketchup, all of these things have acid in them. Pickles. And, there is a thing called a pH diet where you eat foods that help balance that out. The FDA's never written off on it, but most of these they don't. But it just makes sense. There's a lot more cruciferous vegetables,
mm-hmm.
which we all should do. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, stuff that we both say all the time how much we love. But how often do we eat?
I had broccoli the other day.
Yeah. I actually have broccoli. I have broccoli and cauliflower. Well, it's not just about fat and calories.
Mm-hmm.
There's nutritional content in our food. It's like, I don't like English peas out of a can. I don't like ranch dressing, and I don't like cranberries. But if I go to someone's house and they fix me a bowl of English peas with ranch dressing and cranberries, I'm going to eat it because it just tastes bad. It can't hurt me. It cannot damage me at all. And it is so childish to go, I'm not eating that. I don't like the way it tastes.
It's food. Its job is to nourish your body and give you energy. You know, first and foremost, flavor comes second. As much as we love to eat yummy stuff, if it's good for you, if it fuels the body, shut up and eat it.
Well, I won't eat English peas, but
cranberries. And I don't either, because I had a friend that put some on the table plate one time, and I thought she was doing it as a joke.
They're hard to get with a fork.
Yeah, well, you got to put peanut butter on your knife.
You need a bushwhacker straw to get the
peas. Put peanut butter on your knife, and the peas stick to them.
Just get them.
Or honey.
Yeah.
But cranberry, too much. I love homemade cranberry sauce.
I do.
Where they take cranberries and make cranberry sauce out of it.
If there's plenty of orange in it, I can. The orange can help cancel out all of that disgusting cranberry flavor.
Okay.
And it's the only berry I don't like. I love all berries, but I cannot stand the flavor of cranberry. White cranberry, I love that.
Never had that. Yeah. I've seen it.
Cranberry?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a white cranberry juice that Ocean Spring makes.
Yeah.
That's very good. It's very good.
Now, like, I used to love cranberry vodka, cranberry juice and vodka, but now it's just too, it just catches back
here.
Why
don't you call it what it is? It's a cosmopolitan.
Well,
you and all the girls from Sex and the City would sit around with your Cosmos and talk about your latest conquest.
Didn't you go to your girlfriend's house and watch Sex and the City with all the girls?
No.
Drinking
No, I'm a man. I was sitting around an apartment with a bunch of other guys that didn't have girlfriends playing Nintendo.
No, you were watching over.
Practicing, you know, playing fantasy football. Guys with play fantasy football have fantasy girlfriends.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have a couple of special guests, and we're just going to leave it up to a surprise.
Alrighty.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can...
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, we're going to start with the first voice that you will probably remember right here. If you don't mind, sir, can you please give your name and where you're calling
from?
Take
your name and...
I say my name and occupation, semi-retired, and this is Charlie Moss. I used to produce the show, but Steve took over and
beat him up. Took his chair.
Excellent job.
Absolutely. Well, you did a pretty good job too.
Yeah, I think so.
When you weren't on cruises.
That's true, and weren't helping you recover from the Saturday night crawl.
Well, that changed when they put the show at 11 o'clock.
No, it really didn't.
But anyhow.
It just meant the crawl could go on for four more hours.
So, Charlie, why are you here?
Well, I'm here because we've got a special guest on. One of my wife's sisters, and happy birthday, Jeannie, had a birthday. And so we rented out the party room in this restaurant called Amici. And I was so impressed with the cuisine and the fact that it's Italian. What does it say there? The tortilla wine bar?
Trattoria.
Trattoria?
Yeah, not a tortilla.
Okay, it looks like trattoria.
Yeah, trattoria.
Wine bar and market. But
if we only had someone we could say, hey, what does trattoria mean?
Well, I think we have somebody on the phone line.
Oh, really?
Hey, Brooke,
are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. How are you doing?
Good.
You know
good.
Her,
good
right? Mike?
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
And she knows you.
Charlie and Mike just having their own radio show right now, Brooke.
So anyway, how you doing? I see you were out in wine country recently, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Got to stay up on all the wine, right? All the wine trends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It did me a world of good. Now I don't know nothing about it anymore. Forgot everything. All the brain cells are gone. Drinking wine.
Well, let's start with answering that question. What does trattoria mean?
It's basically a small Italian restaurant cafe.
Would you say it's the Italian version of a bistro?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, that's how I'd always learned it. Well, Charlie wants to talk about your menu, and
We've all decided we can't pronounce most of the stuff.
what I like about what you're doing on the menu is this is real Italian food. What most Americans don't understand is that spaghetti and meatballs and lasagna, yes, those are foods from Italy, but that's not what people in Italy eat on a daily basis. Mm. It's much more varied, much more intricate. A good friend of ours, John Gibson, graduated from the California Culinary of Art School and immediately went to Italy for 6 years and just went from region to region to learn the individual styles. I'll get you his number in case you ever need to hire him.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have headphones.
So what is your inspiration for what you're doing at the place?
Well, truthfully, that's just the thing. We wanted to bring something different to Mobile, and really this concept, I mean, it kind of fell in my lap by meeting a few people. I had my little wine bar, and wine has always been my thing, but I've always loved food pairings, learning about different cuisines, and putting them together, although I am not a chef and don't pretend to be. I do love to cook, right? And so I did a lot of different regional things at my wine bar, and a good friend of mine who lived in Italy for many, many years was going to move a chef here to open a little restaurant, and so or trattoria. And so we decided to do this together, and that's kind of where all this came about. So I had to, like, quickly speed up and learn, right, all the intricate details of Italian cuisine. But our chef that came over, Luigi, who he is no longer here, but he came over with us for a year, and I learned so much from him so quickly. And, it's been a journey. It has, and it's very interesting, and I just love being able to bring something different to Mobile. And that's not easy to do, I have learned.
Well, like I said, with there being so many different regions of Italy and so many, I mean, the cuisine in the northern part of the country is totally different from what it is in the south. Sicily's got its own cuisine, being an island. And Mike got a real taste of of what it can be like. When Bill's by the Beach, John Gibson, I was talking about, was the chef there. And John put together a wine tasting dinner that was, I believe, five courses, all strictly Italian food. And it wasn't until after the dinner was over that I realized there wasn't tomato in any dish except a little bit of tomato juice in the cioppino. Tomato in anything else. And that really helped open a lot of people's eyes to how much more variety there is to Italian cuisine than just the Chef Boyardee stuff.
Absolutely.
And your menu does a wonderful job of showing that. Because, I really get into the whole Italian thing with some salami and some olive oil and some olives. I can make a meal out of that all day long.
So I know Brooke from the wine industry, the wine side, and from Dom.
And we mentioned that you're also Domkey Market. We need to make sure we plug both businesses here.
That people remember you from there.
Yeah.
And
yes, thank you.
Do you still call it Domkey on that side?
No. Okay. We decided to go under one brand. I actually had always, Domkey was the previous owner's name,
right?
And so I kind of had always planned on rebranding, but COVID delayed so many things, right?
Yeah.
So we're one now.
So I'm looking at your wine list here. Your wine's by the glass, probably not the whole list.
Yeah.
You do have a wine book, right?
Actually, we treat the whole market. We have over 400 labels, and we're happy to walk you through. I think wine, what I experience most anyway is people want to be walked through and kind of explained and, hand shown, kind of what they would like. So if you come in and you say, well, normally I drink a California Zinfandel, I want to walk the aisles and say, sir, you wanting to do the same experience tonight? Would you like something Italian? Mm-hmm. And try to kind of pair up those flavors with what you're eating and that.
Well, I'm looking on your list here, and I don't know how Charlie survived. I don't see a Sutter Home White Zinfandel on here. What did you have? Are you okay?
I had a beer.
It's a safe
with
place.
Blood orange in it.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
And it was I can't remember what was the name
Hefeweizen, probably some kind of wheat beer.
Yeah, that was the Goat Island. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see something I would have had. I would have had the white Pinot Noir from Willamette Valley. And that seems to be catching on.
I've not had a white Pinot.
I'll be honest with you. As long as I've been in Willamette, I never heard of it till recently. Mm. Never heard of it till recently. Yeah, I've had, you know, Burgundian style.
Right.
The white Blanc, you know, the Blanc Pinot stuff over the white Blanc.
Hey, sorry, Brooke. I had a flash of, you know, get them Gundam style. It was stupid. It was just out of the
wire. Yeah, that's what I would have got. And I remember when I brought Argyle Pinot Noir in this market. I loved that wine. That was all the
wines. We have that wine on tap now. It's wonderful.
Mike's got a grin on his face like he just opened a big wheel on Christmas morning.
Wine on, well, there's nothing
Let
wrong
me tell
with that.
You.
Let me tell you what.
That has been, that's been a fun thing to get into.
Let me tell
sure.
you what, Brooke. I mean, that is a good way to have serve wine. You don't have to worry about oxygen get to it.
Yeah, I've been begging producers to bring in more and more quality. The only thing I've learned is you can't do a wine that's high on tannins. Like it grabs too much, and it kind of throws it. But it's fun.
Okay, all
what's
right.
your best selling dish over there, Demetri?
Yeah, what's the best selling dish?
Our lasagna is going to be, I think, always the best selling dish, and we also sell it by the pan now and do some, you know, pickup catering kind of things with it. But, it's delicious. But, people are still surprised by it because it is a traditional Italian lasagna with our slow-cooked bolognese. And, there is no ricotta and mozzarella in it whatsoever. It's all just bechamel, sauces. Fresh pasta layers, and then the top is just some shaved 24-month parm. It's delicious.
That ravioli ricotta was what caught my eye. Man.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if there's ricotta, I don't miss meat. I have learned that.
Yeah.
Like stuffed manicotti shells.
Yeah.
I don't need meatballs or Italian sausage or anything like that.
Shredded
just delicious.
Stretchy
We're almost
cheese, baby.
On break.
I'm sitting here looking at this, the culinary journey. And
was that a tasting menu?
All that looks intriguing right there. It really does.
Is that a tasting menu, Brooke? Mike won't share the menu with me.
I'm sorry.
It is not. I'll tell you, the day that we can pull off a tasting menu in West Mobile, I will feel that I have arrived.
Exactly. I still don't feel this market is ready for food.
What does that mean?
That's where the chef prepares like 15 to 30 things for you to eat.
Oh, wow.
It's a hefty bill, but you spend an evening eating. Lubitz and I did one in a Spanish tapas restaurant in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We spent about three hours there, ate, I think, 17 different dishes.
Idea like to go around Italy and have different...
Well, it's not just Italian. It's just something that a chef does where they show off a lot of stuff that they do.
I got you.
And I just don't think that Mobile's ready for that because you're talking probably $100 a person for that without the wine pairings.
Yeah. Hey, Brooke, do we have time for her to do a commercial for Comici's?
Amici's.
Well, I didn't have it on the right page. When are you open, Brooke, and where are you?
We are in West Mobile at the corner of Cottage Hill and Schillinger. It was most recently, formerly Margot, and before that, Loda Beer Garden. We've completely renovated the space there. It's really nice and fresh and open. We are open Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 9, and Saturday, 5 to 10. We do happy hour every day, from Tuesday through Saturday, from 2 to 5.
Cool. I'm going to have to come when y'all got Simone again.
We do live music on the weekends, and we brought back our whole like flatbread menu from Domkey. We do that outside on the patio and then at the bar. We're having some fun with that.
Breads are my
I
love breads.
All right. Well, Brooke, I'm glad we finally got you on. I have to thank you, Charlie, for connecting the dots for us.
I'm glad I discovered it.
Yeah, yeah. He discovered you have a restaurant. Did you know that before last night?
Birthday party.
All right.
He was
Brooke.
So sweet. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
251-343-0106. Got one more segment, y'all.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right. Well, that was an interesting segment there. Love here.
Thank you for bringing
Kevin Brook on. And we've threatened that before in the past. and now we got our own. Yeah. We have to have our own some more. But you got something else you want to add,
some
right?
Some parting words from Charles
Yeah,
Moss.
Just some parting words. Brooke and I had a conversation last night after the birthday party was over with. And I mentioned to her, and this I want to share with the listeners, because a lot of us, and I'm included, think Olive Garden. And nothing saying bad about Olive Garden. Frankly, I like the food. But if you really want to try genuine Italian cuisine, Amici is the place to go. And it's out there where a Hungry Owl used to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did they serve owls, by the way?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, if they were hungry enough, maybe.
Yeah.
I never understood the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, well, if you're hungry.
But anyhow, Brooke, if you're still listening, thank you so much for being with us and accepting our invitation.
And, Steve, I understand we have a caller on from the Grand Bay metropolitan area. Is that right?
Indeed. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Stu and Mike.
Yes,
I got
sir.
A recipe I'm going to hand down to y'all.
Ooh.
And I know Stu will do it good. It's a take on Cordon Bleu, which I call Cordon Bleu a la Paul. Cordon Bleu, you butterfly a good skinless chicken breast, beat it out, salt and pepper it with ham and Swiss cheese. Being from the South, we're not going to go that route. We're going to go to Roush's or somewhere and get a good Cajun roast beef, cut it at number two, and instead of Swiss, provolone.
Provolone!
Yes.
Roll it
up tight, fold the ends, roll it up tight, pat it dry before you put the meat and all on it. Okay. Put it in the flour, put it in the egg wash, and what I did, instead of using regular panko, I did Italian herb panko. Rolled it, put it in a toaster oven or your oven, 350 for about an hour. That crust will get golden brown. And on my sauce, Stu, you know this, it's really a gravy, really. I put about 3/4 thick of butter in there. I know it sounds rich, Mike. You might want to put a half a stick. Put your flour in there. Get it going good. Throw you some half and half or heavy cream, and instead of Dijon mustard like they do on the regular Cordon Bleu, I added spicy brown mustard. And I'm going to tell you two something.
A little of that Zatarain's would work.
Yeah, y'all will thank me later. I'm telling you that Cajun roast beef with a provolone, it beats regular Cordon Bleu hands down. I'm going to let y'all go.
Well, with the provolone. With the provolone, that sounds like a sip and chew Cordon Bleu.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you, it's rich. You may can only eat half of it, but that's what I'm cooking for Thanksgiving.
Have you
for
looked
my
at
family.
Stu? Have you looked at Stu? He could eat all
No,
that.
Sir. I'm going to be honest. I listen to y'all on the radio. I like using my mind. So to me, both of y'all are a bunch of thin rail guys that just want to be fat. But anyway.
Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Paul. Thank you. That sounds good. I might do that.
And I believe we have Patrick in Mobile.
Patrick. Are we in trouble, Patrick?
No, you're not in trouble. But the guy was talking about the Gatorade and the packages. Brought me back to the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember when it first came out in the packages,
yeah,
you know, you go to football practice, or whatever, and they put it in the igloo cooler, the yellow cooler with the red top.
Yeah,
you know, and you had it with the little paper cup.
We called it bug all juice right. sometimes because it had bugs in it.
But if you remember what that tastes like, And then they came out with the glass bottles.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you go to the gas station now and get a thing of lemon lime Gatorade. Mm-hmm. It tastes nothing like it. Mm-mm. Now it tastes like freaking Kool-Aid. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Back then it really had the electrolytes.
It had the electrolytes for sure.
If you want to recreate that, just go buy the powder and mix it about, you know, 1.5 times as strong that it calls for. It'll taste like it did back in the late '70s. The stuff now has got to have 3 times the amount of sugar in it.
Oh, I'm sure.
It doesn't taste the same.
Or worse, it's high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, that for sure. Yeah. You know it
right,
is.
Yeah, right. Which is much sweeter. Calorically, for the amount of calories you get a lot more sweetness out of it.
Well, it's competition. HFC. Powerade is more originally to the mm-hmm. original Gatorade taste yeah. now. Yeah,
it really. That's true. I was a Gatorade, you know, Coke and Pepsi is Gatorade and Powerade, but in this instance, Pepsi, i.e., Powerade, does taste a little more like the original Gatorade. Yeah. It really does. Yeah.
I'll tell you this: that Body Armor. That's the IBC root beer of your comparison right there. Yeah. Oh, that stuff is good.
Really?
Yeah. But it's also, you know, like 50 cents a bottle more expensive than
exactly
Gatorade.
Right.
But you it know, is. Gatorade. And they've got like a cherry and grape flavor that is awesome. Yeah, the Body Armor is really good.
Gatorade went like 30 plus years with no competition until Powerade came. Because when I worked in the wine business, beer business.
Thank you, Patrick.
We brought Powerade in. Mm-hmm. And to go against Gatorade, and they went 30 years plus years with no competition.
Snapple, when Snapple came out, they were a direct competition to Gatorade because it was a non-carbureted soft drink that people could get. I was a big Snapple person until Coca-Cola.
I was an Arizona tea guy. I loved Arizona tea. It's the big cans.
Yeah, I like the Lipton.
Yeah,
green tea. Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, man, I can't do the Arizona team.
Matt Mitchell, that does the Bless Your Rank on YouTube, a guy from Birmingham, he did this one skit where his new neighbor from the West Coast comes over and he said, I thought I'd be neighborly. I brought you some fried chicken. And he holds up a box from Zaxby's and he goes, chicken fingers? Yeah, he goes, that ain't fried chicken. He goes, you need to get on with that. And he goes, well, I brought iced tea, too. And he holds up a can of Arizona iced tea, and he starts rolling his sleeves up. And he goes, I'm going to fight you now. I would love to get Matt on the show, but he is so in high demand right now.
Speaking of fried chicken, I saw that Stafford Strutter was in at Champions last night in Daphne.
Oh, really?
His daughter, I think it's the one who's an architect, got a job in Fairhope. She moved to Fairhope, so he's moving her over. And I send him a message. If he comes to visit, maybe he can spend a little Sunday few hours with us.
Mm, or at least, you know, one segment.
Or we'll meet him at Satsuma Chevron for some good food.
Breakfast gumbo, which is what I had for dinner last night.
Okay.
Went over to a friend's house. She goes, I was going to make breakfast bowls. And I said, no, you're making breakfast gumbo.
There you go.
Yeah. And she's been to Satsuma Chevron, too. Her and her husband used to come when I lived in Satsuma. Mm-hmm. And we go get that breakfast gumbo. And, that barbecue's good, too.
You got to get there early to get that gumbo sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's in the morning.
Yeah.
That's how morning works. It's early. Yeah.
And they're lined up down every aisle.
All those guys heading up to those plants.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Axis, just wait for that because they have to be at work early.
Yeah.
Go in there about 8:30, you'd be good.
Girl, I need some Rolaids. That's a candy jalapenos.
You going to survive, buddy?
I hope so.
Because if not, I think I got a new co-host.
Next time I go to Cheeseburger Randy's, I'm not going to get the jalapenos.
There's an announcer called Reflux.
All right, folks, y'all get out there. Take care of your servers. Take care of your people. Mike, what else should they do?
They should provolone on the roast beef sandwich.
On the cordon sip and chew.
There you go.